and then we give at a very concessional rate. 50% concession is given on the license fee. Even 10% concession is given to women entrepreneurs also. So that we want to encourage that this technology should go to the rural area, and the migration from rural to urban should be stopped, and we should provide opportunities so that there is a reverse migration takes place. People will be happy to live with their own family members in their own traditional way. So we can provide an opportunity by our technologies that what is required in a society. They need a good opportunity for drinking water, food, good opportunity for developing the livelihood, means good earning, and education, health. So if we can provide all those things in a rural area, I hope means we have done our responsibility, and people will do a reverse migration. They will move from urban area to rural area, and we can see that there is a balance of lifestyle everywhere. So best of the city and best of the village can create a silage from the group of village. So with this, that is our DAE's motto, that we want to work on such things, and we can make the society happy and can be good place to live in. So with this, I thank you all for your kind attention, and we can have question answers. In the meantime, just few slides I will run on the slideshow. So you can see what are the things we are having. This will go in the background. So some of the things which you must have seen, but still I feel it can see how BRC technologies, spin-off technologies, have changed the societal requirements and benefits. Yes, please.
Thank you very much, and really
welcome.
We benefited from knowing about some things that we are not aware of and we should become aware of. I see Surendra's hand there, but I'll just first go to the
Remote.
Any questions over there? Otherwise, I'll turn to my colleagues here at TIFR. Any questions? Okay. If not, we'll go to Sarah.
Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah. See, we are transferring this technology on non-exclusive basis. So once it is a non-exclusive, there are 10 people and they are competing with each other, and everybody wants to have a good quality product and at a good price. So for example, tele-ECG, you have seen our WhatsApp videos, TV news and all. See, we have about 4 entrepreneurs who have launched the technologies in the market, and cost is ranging from 29,999 to 12,000. All the products are good, functionally they are okay, perfect, but some technology has got some product has got some better features, compatibility issues, handling, aesthetical feel. So but there is a competition. The person who is 29,999 was supposed to be a best product, but now he is forced to compete with the market price of 12,000 because anybody, they need a functional requirement. So he has reduced the price now. His product is superior, no doubt about it, but when there is a competition, he cannot ask for his own price. So once you have a technology transfer on non-exclusive basis, that will ensure we don't do any policing. We cannot control the market price, but since we are doing the technology transfer on non-exclusive basis, that itself will take care of the competition. So hopefully people should be really giving a competitive rates. Yes. Yeah. See, we have lot of interaction. We have collaboration with academic institutions. We have collaboration with Krishi Vigyan Kendras, which is a big network under ICAR. They are big network. So we have interaction with them, and day to day basis, whatever feedback comes from them, we take corrective action. So suppose area specific crop development is required, or area specific soil testing kit is required. So we do give a feedback to our scientists, and we take a corrective action. So suppose somewhere, for example, Chhattisgarh, we have a rice variety. Chhattisgarh, you know, it's a rice bowl of the country. So there are some limitation there, their rice variety is 1.7 meter tall. It has got a very good thing, but because it's tall, when this harvesting is done, lot of wastage is there because of the length of the plant. So lot of things spread all around, it's wastage. So BRC has done the incubation, means they have done the technological modification using our own technologies, and we have reduced the variety to 1 meter or even 90 centimeter. So the dwarf variety of rice we have developed, and this has really helped the society. And we have given this, launched this seed, and it has increased the yield, it has reduced the life span of the harvesting period, and it has reduced the water requirement. So that way it has helped the society. So like that, this is one of the example. So Amarji, you also can think of some feedback, whatever was asked, no? Case study, just think over. My colleague is there, so in the meantime, just give one or two case studies where we have done a feedback. So this rice variety has really improved the, it has helped the society. Farmers are really getting a better harvesting, better returns, better yield. So that way it helps. So we have got our sensors all over the country. We have got so many DA units, we have got MOUs with so many, under BRNS we have agriculture university contracts. So that way we keep getting feedbacks, and we keep doing corrections. As I said in my presentation, that we keep on, we are open to modification, upgradation, innovations. Suppose something is obsolete, we remove it. So that way we are having a very dynamic system. Yeah. Yes. Thanks. No, we renew it.
Yeah.
They cannot sell our product without our renewal.
Yes, yes, yes. Some people don't continue with that. Some new people will come.
See, as such, we have only control whatever technology license period we are given. That license period, if it is expired, and if they are not renewing the license, we have no control. During license period, yes, they are committed. Any modification they are doing, they are supposed to get a written permission from us. So we get it evaluated by our concerned scientists, and we say, yes, you are allowed to take that modification. And if it is really a good modification, we change in our technology transfer document also. So such type of welcome modifications we also appreciate, and henceforth whatever technology transfers are done, that is done with the modified version. That we don't allow. Yeah, but we get a feedback from the market. See, suppose, as he rightly said, water filters. There are some water filter manufacturers, they have not done proper thing. So sometime ant enters into the threadings and all. So we have got some complaints like this. Give a outlet, inlet mein chitiyan nikal rahi hai, pani mein chitti ghus gayi. Now when you are talking about nano filtration, our filter is a membrane filter which has a pore size of 10 nanometer. So when we look for the 10 nanometer size of the particle, how the end can enter. So that was a very serious issue. So we have taken up and we asked them, you have to change the threads and some other joints where there is a possibility of ends which can enter into the water and resolve the issues. So yes, please. So that type of feedback. Yes, please. Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
See, I am from NCRA Pune.
Yes.
I wanted to have some different question with this TTCD cell.
Yes.
See, like our people are doing a lot of engineering and scientific research here, mostly the technical divisions are here.
Yes.
Is there any member of the TTCD or advisor who can come here?
Definitely.
And see and advise which technologies can be transferred or that transferable technologies can be developed in our labs.
See,
is there a possibility of doing this?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. It is well taken. We will be happy to come to your lab also and give a similar interaction session. But in the meantime, you can go to our website which I displayed. You can use our code also, QR code, and you can go to our website. All the technologies are listed. You will get an idea what type of technologies can be put up. You talk about any technology. If it is really good for the society, we will take it. But
no, see question is that because many of our people have been working, they may not know this idea. But if an expert who is having idea about what technology can work outside this institute, that kind of advice will be better for our own people.
We will love to come to your institute and interact with the scientists. There is no problem. That is our mandate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. But in the meantime, I just advise you to just go through our website.
You
will get an idea.
Definitely. Yes, sure.
And I will share one soft copy of technology document also with TFR.
Of course, through director TFR, I am happy to receive everything.
Yeah. So this document will be available online. So I am just handing over this to Professor Mehti. I got some hard copies more. Soft copy is also available. So you can upload it for the benefit of the other scientists. Sure. What type of technologies? This is just a small sample of technologies. There are many more technologies. About 146 technologies are available online.
So I think an interaction.
Yes, definitely. We'll love to come.
Thank you. I mean, of course, through director TFR, we'll send you our, because it's a center of TFR.
Yeah, definitely. Need not
Thank
necessary. I have full freedom to go anywhere. So the moment
you
say that you should come, it will be my pleasure to come to your place.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. How are you? I hope you remember me. Yes. Yeah. Actually, solar dryer is a very simple mechanical equipment which we have done some numerical analysis, finite elemental numerical analysis things. We have made a hole at the bottom of the tank. If you don't mind, I have got a video. I can show the video also. It's a very simple technology. It is made out of metallic sheet and particular contour is given so that we absorb the heat coming to the surface, and it is black coated. So it absorbs the heat and then it is acting as a heat sump. So when hot air is there, it will go at upper end and there is the contour of air. So it heats the surface. Now the advantage of this is outside temperature is say 30 degrees. Inside temperature will be about 70 degrees we have seen. And the 70 degree hot air will circulate naturally throughout the air, section of the trays, and it will heat the product uniformly. So it can save drying time to 1/5 of the period. That much studies we have done. I can show you some small video on this solar dryer if time permits. Yes, they can contact me. I will share the video, and those videos are available on our website also. Website also, some videos are available, so you are most welcome to see the videos. We have uploaded our website with all the videos also.
My pleasure. On behalf of Dr. Peter, to present you that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. that I have got an opportunity to share this knowledge and information, and I will be happy that some technologies comes from TFR and it goes on the TTCT website and it really helps the society. So, and I thank our colleagues from Pune also for joining
thank
us.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
So, thank you very much. And I hope these discussions, interactions were very useful to all of
you. Yeah, it was very fruitful.
And you rest assured, there will be full support from TTCT. Whatever information you want, whatever technology you want to bring to the society, we will definitely happy to support you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks.
I hope I have not taken more time.
Thank you.